Criticism against the home improvement chain Lowe's isn't letting up. It started after Lowe's dropped its ads from the reality TV show All American Muslim in response to pressure from a conservative Christian group. Now an online petition has nearly 20,000 signatures calling on the store to reinstate the ads. Lowe's in a statement says simply it is committed to diversity. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has the story.
All American Muslim follows the daily lives of five Arab American families in Dearborn, Michigan.
Dearborn is a whole nother world.
Number one most concentrated community of Arabs outside the Middle East.
Some of the women wear headscarves, some don't. There's a newlywed couple and families with children. There's a police officer and a high school football coach. Lots of TV critics, like Alyssa Rosenberg, a blogger for TheAtlantic.com, really like the show.
I expected it to be, you know, another sort of cheesy reality show, but it's a really diverting, charming domestic drama.
I'm very worried about my wife, Noelle, and the fact that, you know, with this whole pregnancy, she's becoming a little bit more stressed, and she's becoming very sensitive to a lot of things.
The conservative Florida Family Association doesn't like the show.
Our concern with All American Muslim is it does not accurately represent the term Muslim, which is a follower of Islam.
David Caton is the group's president.
And a follower of Islam believes in the radicalization, use of Sharia law, which provides for honor killings, mutilation of women, and numerous other atrocities to women.
And when they called for advertisers to boycott, Lowe's pulled its commercials.
This is funny and stupid at the same time.
Imad Hamad is the Michigan director of the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee.
This is a series about American Muslims in America. And what he's looking for, they are not in America. If he wants a documentary or a series about extremists in different parts of the world, then the focus and the spin is totally different.
The Florida Family Association sent letters to more than 80 advertisers. David Caton claims that in addition to Lowe's, dozens of other companies have also pulled off the show.
Home Depot was the first company to send an email to us and say, we're not going to advertise again on the program.
Not so, says a spokesperson for Home Depot. Caton also claims Pernod Ricard pulled its advertising. Not exactly, says the liquor company. Both companies say they just didn't have any ads scheduled on any upcoming episodes. TLC says it stands by All American Muslim.
In our culture, we don't normally have a rehearsal dinner. So having that opportunity to have both families come together ahead of the wedding, it's like going to a family barbecue.
An advertising boycott campaign can be harmful to a show that isn't very good to begin with, says critic Alyssa Rosenberg. But she says that's not the case with All American Muslim. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.